our athlete of the week in just a moment. He's from Lake Mills. We mentioned this last week, of course. We made the announcement. Wyatt Helming, senior forward, this week's Produce State Bank athlete of the week. We're going to talk to Wyatt in just a moment, but first, we're going to talk to the head coach of the 7-0 Lake Mills Bulldogs, Kyle Menke. And coach, yeah, good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Good talking with you here.
Now, Kyle, let's talk about the 7-0 start, and I'm looking at a lot of these scores, and they've been relatively lopsided. I mean, your team has played some very impressive basketball, and obviously, as a head coach, you got to be extremely happy with the start.
Yeah, we really have made a lot of improvements since the first game of the year. We had a real battle on the road with West Hancock in the opener, and the kids have really been working hard in practice and have been extremely coachable, making some adjustments here over the last few weeks. And we definitely have played some really good basketball lately, and we're hoping that we can continue doing that tonight.
Kyle, refresh my memory. Now, Lake Mills has gone to state the last 2 years, Mike?
Yes. Okay. Yep, you bet. The last two seasons, we went to state in 2020, and we were 23-3 that season, and then last year we were 25-1 and got down there again. And so, yeah, that we've had a lot of recent success, and this group really wants to build off of that, and hopefully they'll be able to reach some of their goals as we get into the later part of the season as well.
Kyle Menke, head coach, Lake Mills Bulldogs boys basketball here on KETE. And before we talk about our athlete of the week, Wyatt Helming, who's been a big part of the success so far for Lake Mills basketball. Besides Wyatt, refresh my memory. Talk about some of the other guys that have really, you know, made big contributions to the 7-0 start.
Well, Bennett Berger has been in our rotation since his freshman season, and so he is a real experienced point guard for us and is just very versatile. He can score the ball well. Had a 20-point game Friday against Garner Hayfield, and just also such an excellent defender and our leader in assists. And so he does a great job of kind of setting the table for the rest of the guys on the floor. And we're getting great contributions from our entire senior class. AJ Raymaker is off to a really good start, particularly on the defensive end. He's just does so many good things for us there. And Cade Nobley and Seth Hermanson, those two guys have been rebounding the ball well and attacking the basket and just kind of filling in wherever needed. And so we've had some really great contributions from our senior group. And then also Denton Kingland is an experienced player for us coming in as a junior. He's played extremely well also. So it's been a nice balanced attack from our team. Wyatt is an outstanding player and leader for us, but we really do have nice balance. We've got kids behind him that are filling roles really well, and that's made us a tough team to defend this early part of the season.
Now, Kyle, before we talk about Wyatt, since we got you on the air, give us a preview. You mentioned the team is in action tonight, boys and girls playing in Lake Mills tonight. If you're looking for some basketball, North Union is in town, 6:15 for the girls. The boys will play at 7:45. What do you know about North Union?
Well, they're having a really good season also. They're 5-2, and they're definitely a team that we need to be ready to go against. They have some really nice young players in their program. I know they have a really good sophomore class and some kids, some upperclassmen too, that are playing much better this season. And so they're going to come over here and be ready to play and compete hard. And so our guys know that we need to have our attention focused on them, and hopefully we can do that and finish off this December portion of the schedule with a win.
Kyle Menke, head coach, Lake Mills Bulldogs basketball here on Kate Radio. And let's talk about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And he sent me over numbers for a Wyatt Helming. And this was before, I think, the game on Friday. 20.3 points per game, 9.2 rebounds. Not only does the big guy rebound and score points, 2 steals a game and 3 blocks. That's a pretty impressive stat line. Talk about Wyatt Helming, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. I mean, I have not seen him play in person, but he's got to be a lot of fun to watch and probably a lot of fun to coach as well.
Definitely. I mean, in terms of his skill, I mean, he's really one of the more skilled big guys we've ever had in Lake Mills. You know, good scorer from multiple areas of the floor and rebounds extremely well and just understands defense too, positioning, and you know, uses his size and length to block a lot of shots, but he's also just very good in terms of position and communication. And so, yeah, really one of the more talented big players that we have had, and yeah, definitely a pleasure to coach him. Good leader for the program, excellent student. He just does a great job for us.
Has Wyatt been a big part of the team the last 2 years? Again, we mentioned Lake Mills, last 2 years getting to the state tournament. Has he been part of the varsity roster for a few years now?
Yeah, yep. He was a member of the varsity as a freshman, and then okay. The last two seasons as a sophomore and junior, he's been a big contributor for us, and just one of those guys where his role has increased a little bit every year, and he's had a huge hand in those state tournament trips, and we're hoping that with the opportunity to improve and grow as a team each week, hopefully we'll have that opportunity to possibly get down there again.
Cal Menke, head coach of the Lake Mills Bulldogs boys basketball team, talking about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Wyatt Helming. And, Coach, thank you so much for the time. Good luck to your squad tonight, and I'll have you pass the phone over to Wyatt.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Again, Kyle Menke with us here on KETE. And now we have a Wyatt Helming, again, a 6'7" senior forward. And, Wyatt, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
So, Wyatt, let's talk about basketball. You're 6'7", so with that height, obviously basketball is a natural fit when it comes to sports. How long have you been playing basketball? Something you've been doing since you were a kid?
Yeah, I started organized basketball in fourth grade, so I've been playing for a while. I just really enjoy it, and it's really something I love to do.
Now, your coach was saying you've been part of the varsity roster since a freshman. Now you're a senior. When you look at your game, where do you think you've improved the most since your freshman year?
I would say maybe kind of inside and just being more of a physical presence, because freshman year I was not the biggest guy on the court, and I kind of had to shoot more, so that kind of helped me develop my shot. But I've been blessed with, you know, height, so I've really worked to improve my inside game, I'd say.
Now, Wyatt, when it comes to attacking the basket, again, we mentioned over 20 points per game. Are you a guy that likes to sit on the post? Do you roam out there looking for 15-foot jumpers? What kind of offensive game do you have?
Yes, I'd say that's kind of what I try to do. I try to get low touches and close to the hoop and then just explode towards the rim and try to get the ball in the hoop.
Wyatt,
but if I need to, I can also, you know, step out and try to shoot well.
Do you go behind the arc? Are you a three-point threat as well?
Yes, I'd like to think so. I shoot decently. I don't shoot a whole lot, but when I shoot, I don't know, I have confidence that it's going to go in. So
you make them aware of you. They have to play you behind the arc. They can't just let you float
the
out there.
That's the way I'd like to put it.
Wyatt Helming again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Wyatt, as a senior, you've already had a lot of success. Again, two state tournament bids, and of course looking for number three to wrap up your career. How much fun is it going to the state tournament? Like we talked with your coach, again, 2 years in a row. Talk about how that experience has been so far, and obviously that's the goal once again for Lake Mills basketball.
For me, it's been the most fun experience I've had in any sporting event. It's just so special to work so hard all season and then have it pay off in the end and get down to the state tournament. And we haven't been able to win a game down there yet, so this year we're hoping to get down there and just play really well as a team and try to be successful.
Now, Wyatt, besides basketball, what other sports and activities are you involved in at Lake Mills?
So I play baseball, football, basketball, and track. So I'm pretty busy most of the year.
That's right. It's a reminder, Iowa has baseball during the summer, so many.
Yes, they do. So that's something I'm, you know, able to do that some, you know, Minnesota kids wouldn't be able to, which is nice.
Well, let's talk on the football field. Where do you play football? Obviously, your senior season just coming to an end, but where do you play football-wise?
So football, I play the defensive end, and then I'll play offensive guard. We don't have a whole lot of size, so we run a triple option offense, and it was relatively effective for us 2 years ago, and this year was kind of a rebuilding year.
And Wyatt, when it comes to a track and field coming up in the spring, what are some of the events you compete in?
My favorite event is definitely discus.
Okay.
I enjoy throwing, so that's what I have to say my favorite event is.
So do you still have one more baseball season, or are you done with baseball then?
Yes, I have one more baseball season.
Okay, so the way it works in Iowa, that graduation's done, but that's still your senior year of baseball.
Yeah, you still get one more year.
And talk about the baseball diamond. Where do you play there?
I usually play first base. My younger years, I enjoyed pitching. I haven't pitched as much. I kind of had a little bit of an arm injury. My arm was hurting, and it was bothering me, so I didn't throw as much. Hoping to maybe get back into that some this year. So,
you know, at 6'7", I should have guessed that you were at first base. That's a good spot.
I have some nice length that helps me at that position.
Again, Wyatt Helming, he's a senior forward for the Lake Mills boys basketball team, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Wyatt, when you're not busy with sports, because it sounds like sports takes up a lot of your life, what else do you like to do when it comes to maybe things in your free time?
Be totally honest, I don't have a whole lot of free time, but I don't know. I like spending time with my family. I like being outside. Every once in a while, we'll go on a vacation somewhere. I enjoy doing stuff like that. So,
well, Wyatt, speaking of your family, tell us who your mom and dad are and if you have any siblings.
Okay, so I have my mom's name is Sarah Helming. My dad's name is Devin Helming. I have three other brothers, Chet, Lance, and then John.
So are you the youngest of four?
No, I would be the second oldest.
Second oldest, okay.
So I have two below me.
And are your brothers, are they all in the sports as well?
Yes, they are. Chet plays college basketball at Waldorf University. Then Lance is a sophomore here at Lake Mills. And then my youngest brother is in second grade.
So he's in second. So he's getting there when it comes to age. But I suppose between the three oldest, there's probably a lot of competition going on in the Helming household.
Oh, there definitely is. Like, especially over, we'll have a break here. We're all... I'm sure find a gym and we'll battle each other in one-on-ones.
So who's the better basketball player, you or your older brother?
Oh, that's a tough question to ask. I'd like to say myself, and he'd like to say himself. So it's just we'll each get each other in some games. It's fun, though, to play each other.
Wyatt Helming again, 6'7" senior forward from Lake Mills, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Wyatt, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on the award. Good luck tonight and the rest of the season, and a happy holidays to you and your family, okay?
All right, thank you. You too.
Again, Wyatt Helming, along with the head coach of the Lake Mills Bulldogs boys basketball team, Kyle Menke, joining us here on KATE.